Here are a few illustrations to unit 30. We have defined probability density functions f, non-negative functions, piecewise continuous, and the total integral is 1. They are introduced in any statistics books, especially also in the cartoon guide of statistics. Let's first see how we can get from data to the PDF. This is there's an intermediate step with a histogram. So here we generate random data and add them successively to the histogram. We also compute the smoothed out version of the histogram to the right. Then when we add more and more data, we get closer and closer to the normal distribution. So this data had been generated in the normal distribution, but the program doesn't know it and kind of reconstructs the PDF. This is the way how we can get from data to functions. And the manga guide, that is another comic, another cartoon, explains this nice cartoon. We have also seen the cumulative distribution function. We see it, it's a monotone function. There is an integral, and for the exponential distribution, we have computed it explicitly. Here again, we just generated random weighting data, and then draw this histogram, and then the smooth histogram, which is then getting closer and closer to the actual PDF. The program doesn't know that the function is actually zero from on the negative axis, so it's still kind of interpolates this. And for the normal distribution, we have seen that also. This, of course, is in any statistics book, in any cartoon guide, in statistics. And the arc sine distribution is very important in mathematical physics or fractal analysis, and lots of places where it appears, mathematical physics. And here we have generated data using with this distribution, and then we see that the histogram, and then we see also how this data generate a probability density function. So these are now 10,000 points. We just have taken more points here. And then computing moments of distributions, that's a playground for calculus. So the moment, the nth moment, is the integral x to the n f to the x. Especially important is the second moment, because it is used for the variance. The variance is at m2 minus m1 squared. And also this is explained in any cartoon guide. And then we can also look at the central moments, where we have this x minus m. If we go with a just add minus m, so that we are in this we have a centered distribution. And then one can also look at the standardized central moments, which are then the central moments divided by the standard deviation to the power n. So the skewness and kurtosis is these are examples of such standardized central moments. And that's it.